Hey, this is Sarah. Look, I'm standing out front of AMPM right now, and well, you're sweet and all, but I found something more fulfilling, even kind of cheesy, but I like it. Sure, you met some of my dietary needs, but they've just got it all. So farewell, oatmeal. So long, you strange, soggy
Break up
breakfast.
with bland breakfast and taste AMPM's bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit, made with cage-free eggs, smoked bacon, and melty cheese on a buttery biscuit. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey there, awesome listeners. This is your girl Nova Lane coming at you live from Unfollowed HQ. If you're here, chances are you felt that overwhelming urge to constantly scroll, refresh, and check those notifications. Ever feel like your phone has a life of its own, pulling you in with its siren song of likes, shares, and fleeting moments of digital dopamine? Well, trust me, you're not alone. But guess what? We're about to break free from that algorithm's grip and reclaim our focus, one mindful moment at a time. And hey, let's be real, feeling good isn't just about looking good, it's about how we feel inside. That's where self-care comes in, folks. Today, we're diving deep into the power of self-care and how it can actually revolutionize your mental health and well-being. Think of this as a mini spa day for your mind, complete with actionable tips and tricks to help you chill out, recharge, and reconnect with yourself. First things first. What is self-care? It's not just about bubble baths and face masks, although those are definitely amazing. Self-care is about consciously making choices that nourish your mental, emotional, and physical well-being. It's about recognizing your needs, setting boundaries, and prioritizing your happiness. Now, here are five key takeaways to help you level up your self-care game. 1. Listen to your body. Ever feel that gnawing tension in your shoulders or that constant buzzing in your head? That's your body screaming for a break. Seriously, folks, pay attention to those signals. Need a walk? A nap? A good stretch? Don't ignore them, they're your internal GPS guiding you towards self-care bliss. 2. Say no more often. You're not obligated to please everyone all the time. Learning to say no is a superpower, I swear. It frees up space for things that truly matter and prevents burnout. So next time someone asks you to do something that drains your energy, remember. It's okay to decline gracefully. Your well-being deserves priority. 3. Embrace the power of mindfulness. Being present in the moment is a game changer. Meditation, deep breathing exercises, or simply taking a few minutes to appreciate the beauty around you can work wonders for your mental clarity and stress levels. Imagine it like this. Your mind is a busy highway, and mindfulness is your chance to step off the road and enjoy a peaceful stroll through a serene park. 4. Fuel your body with goodness. What you put into your body directly affects how you feel. Choose nourishing foods that energize you, stay hydrated, and limit those sugary treats and processed snacks that leave you feeling sluggish. Think of it as giving your body the VIP treatment it deserves the best. 5. Move your body, move your mood. Exercise isn't just about physical fitness, it's a powerful mood booster. Whether it's a brisk walk in nature, a dance party in your living room, or an intense workout session, find something you enjoy and get moving. You'll be amazed at how much energy and joy a little movement can bring. Okay, picture this. Sarah, our girl next door, is constantly glued to her phone, scrolling through endless feeds, comparing herself to others, and feeling overwhelmed by the pressure to be perfect. Her stress levels are through the roof, her sleep is disrupted, and she's just not feeling her best. But then, something clicks. She realizes that she needs to prioritize self-care. So, she starts taking walks in nature, dedicates time to meditation, cooks healthy meals, and sets boundaries with social media. Slowly but surely, Sarah starts to feel a shift. Her anxiety eases, her energy levels soar, and she rediscovers the joy of being present in her own life. Self-care isn't about being selfish, it's about taking care of yourself so you can show up as your best self for the world. Remember, you deserve to feel happy, healthy, and fulfilled. Now, go out there and embrace the power of self-love. I want to hear from you guys. What are your favorite self-care practices? Share them in the comments below. Let's create a supportive community where we can inspire each other. Don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, and tell your friends about Unfollowed. We'll be back tomorrow with another episode packed with tips to help you break free from the algorithm and live a more intentional, fulfilling life. Until then, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.